Hey, and welcome to The Living Stone, a digital ministry from Greystone Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Here's this week's scripture reading and sermon.
Psalm 19, 1 through 4a. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard. Yet their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. For the people of God, word of God.
There's an old saying that says, if you can't improve the silence, don't speak. I'm trying to decide. I don't know about you, but I get tired of the noise. I swear to goodness, there is more noise in this world. And even when we're silent, there's noise because we don't know what to do with the silence. I counted 14 coughs during our silent prayer time. My word was discipline, and obviously I failed at it. There's noise everywhere, 24/7. When I grew up in Milledgeville, Georgia, you know that story. The TV station, we only got one TV station in Milledgeville. Channel 13, WMAZ-TV, it's still a broadcast station. At 5:45 in the morning, the TV station came on and the broadcast day began with the riveting farm report. Nothing says news like the farm report, I'll tell you. And the TV station day ended at midnight with the Star Spangled Banner and the flag and then white noise after that. And now it's 24/7, forever and a day. When I would say to my mother, there's nothing on TV, there really was nothing on TV. Now I have access to over 500 channels. We have 5 TVs at our house. The average American has 4. I came in one night from a trip and hollered at Gail as I came in. I'm home, honey, I'm home. She was not there to greet me as I came in the door. I walked into the den, the TV was on. Gail was not in the den. Walked back in the bedroom, the master, and the TV was on, and Gail was not in the master. I went room by room by room. There was a TV on in every room where we had a TV, and Gail was in none of those rooms. And finally I found her, and she was in the laundry room where there is not a TV. Average American owns 4 TVs. One of them is typically in the bathroom. I don't know about you. I'm not going to finish that, but I said to Gail, where were you? I've been looking for you. She said, I've been in here washing clothes. I said, don't you know the TVs are on in every room in this house? What's wrong with you? Were you born in a barn? No, that's another metaphor. I said, what's going on? Gail says these words. I like the noise. I like the noise. And we've become so conditioned to the noise that we like the noise. 24/7, there's this hum in my head. I went to see the ear doctor the other day, and he said with the right hearing aid, he can reduce the tinnitus in my brain. And I said, how's that going to work? He said, white noise. So we're going to use noise to take away noise. That doesn't, but anyhow. But the psalmist said, be quiet. Rest in the silence for a bit. And Jesus certainly would have known the psalm book of Scripture. He would have been raised on the Psalms of David, which this is one of them. And Jesus made it a part of his own practice to pull away from the noise. Whenever the noise was overpowering him, Jesus pulled away to be quiet, to pray, to rest in the quiet of the moment. And do you hear the words of the psalmist? It's just brilliant. The heavens shout the glory of God. But they don't use speech. The world proclaims the glory of God without words. How do you use words to describe this day out there? How many words does it take? I believe Steve said very, very beautiful day this morning. But it's more than that. Several years ago, I was in a prayer group. And at the end of the prayer group each week, I would ask the men I was with, where have you seen God this week? And as we began those prayer groups, and as I would ask that question, where have you seen God? The men would all bow their heads. They weren't in prayer. They were just looking at their feet, as we are off to do. And the men could not tell me where they had seen God at all, if at all. And so I began to share places where I'd seen God. In a sunrise. In a quiet pew in the sanctuary. Some days I come in here just to sit and be away from the noise. It's always dark and cool and quiet in this room during the week. It's a holy time for me. Before I left that prayer group, I couldn't get a word in edgewise for the men telling me all the places they had seen God and heard God and found God. But they had to be conditioned to hear through the noise. They had to be conditioned to see beyond the thing in our face, in our head, in our eyes. And I know some of you are looking at your watches right now saying, could you hurry up? Don't pause anymore. Just be done so we can get out into this very, very beautiful day. But I want to beg of you to just rest in the Lord for a moment. Say no to the noise for a moment. last night or yesterday afternoon, my grandson played football, and I had to work the clock, which I had no idea what I was doing when I started, but now I'm an expert at it. On the way home, my beloved Georgia Bulldogs had opened the series, the season, and I was trying to get Georgia Bulldog radio station on my Sirius XM. And so I picked up my trusty phone, and I said, "Siri, play Georgia Bulldog football." "You don't have that channel." I said, "Siri, open up Sirius XM." "Opening Sirius XM." "Now, Siri, open Georgia Bulldog." "Playing Oregon." "Siri, call Gail." I figured I'd call Gail and let her just tell me the score. At least I could know that. "Calling Oregon." I was so aggravated with my friend Siri, I just turned everything off and rode home in silence. And it was amazing. And I looked across the sky, and I played that game I used to play with my grandkids before they got too sophisticated. "What's in that cloud?" I played the cloud game all the way home in the silence. It was amazing. When's the last time you looked to the heavens? When's the last time you looked at the stars? When's the last time you've seen God in your life? I want to encourage you to find 5 minutes and go do that over these next 2 days. In my work at Cooperative Baptist Fellowship, for years and years and years, we provided prayer retreats for pastoral leaders. And we had blocks of silence set aside for the pastoral leaders to come and just be quiet. The first block of time was for about an hour and a half, and most everyone took a nap during that time. Their souls were so tired, their brains were so much on overload, as soon as they sat down and sat loose, they fell asleep. The second block of time was during lunch. Now, I don't know about you, but for many of us, when we go to lunch, that's just an excuse to visit. That's a place where Gail and I can go and talk with one another without any interruptions. That's a place where friends and we can go and talk without any interruptions. And so being quiet during mealtime with a bunch of my pastor friends is not exactly what I wanted to do. I didn't want to do it either, but I was leading it, so be quiet during lunch. And it'll be uncomfortable, but we promise you, you'll hear something during that lunch hour. And so many of us would wait a little before we went into the cafeteria, because then that means lunch would be shorter in silence. And then we would sit down and eat as quickly as possible with both hands so we could get out of there as quickly as possible. is very uncomfortable when you're sitting at a table of friends and you're eating and not speaking, and for many of us, not even looking at one another. On one such occasion, I was sitting, eating my mashed potatoes, hoping against hope that my jaw was properly aligned so it wouldn't pop. Because in silence, you could hear that. My friends could hear that. And I can tell you, mashed potatoes are loud when no one else is talking, when there's no noise. I'm in the middle of my mashed potatoes, and for some reason, I think it was a godly moment, but for some reason, I looked up at the friend who was seated across the table from me, and I caught his eye, and I raised my eyebrows and nodded my head and went back to eating my mashed potatoes. In a moment, he pushed back from the table, and I saw him wipe tears, and he got up and walked out on the back porch of the cafeteria. And I thought, I don't know what I said. So I got up and I followed him out, and he was on the back porch wiping tears and just having a moment and still trying to honor the silence of our lunch hour. I just did like this to him, and he fell into my arms and he wept, and I held him while he wept. And then he patted me on my shoulders, and we released our embrace. I went back and finished. He came back and finished, and we went on our way. No words ever spoken. Later that evening, when talking was allowed again, he said, "I want to apologize to you for lunch today." I said, What do you mean? Apologize. He said, I don't know what came over me. I was just so emotional. And I said, well, sometimes that happens. It's nothing to be apologetic for. Your tears were a gift to me. You want to tell me what that was about? He said, when I looked at you at lunch, without a word, it seemed to me that you cared about me. And this peace just came over me. And we hugged again, and we cried again. And we went on our way. The reason we like the noise is so we don't have to wrestle with our own stuff. The reason we like the noise is so we don't have to confront who we are or who we are not. But the psalmist says, the glory of the God is all around us, and not a word is spoken. Thanks be to God. You are the perfect parent of us all, and you give us such glory. Thank you for that gift today of silence and splendor through Christ our Lord. Amen.